What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Jamie M podcast. And this is going to be the last one for a couple of weeks because I'm going to go away on holiday, and I'll explain that later. But now let's get right into it. And I talked about Harry Potter again a couple of weeks ago. Talked about in the first episode how I was going back and rewatching it. Finally finished it. So the last four episodes I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, and the two Deathly Hallows films. And one of them I knew I didn't like, and that's the Deathly Hallows Part 1. But the other three, I think, were fine. I still think the first half of the Harry Potter movie series is still better. I have more nostalgia for it. I just find overall that's better. That being said, the final film is pretty great. The fifth film has some really, really cool moments. It's still a little bit strange the way they deal with it, especially when I like talk to my friends that have super into the books and read it, and it's meant to be like loneliness and all these different themes. That's kind of hard to convey in film, so can understand why that one didn't particularly succeed. And then the sixth film, which just has a very different style of look, and I suppose that kind of goes into the seventh and eighth films a little bit as well, where it just completely changes from the previous films. Look perspective, the way it's shot, the colours it's using. And I guess there's just a lack of consistency in these eight films to be able to tell an overarching story. But I suppose if it was all the same, there wouldn't be as many standout films. It would be just much of the sameness of the sameness, you know. But yeah, I enjoyed the films. I enjoyed the rewatch. I enjoyed a lot of it more than what I thought it would. The lows aren't as low as what I remember them. But yeah, overall, I'd recommend these movies to someone that hasn't seen them before, or if you want to just try again. Lows aren't as low, highs aren't as high, but still a pretty good movie series. And now I want to move on to a little something different. Just talk about update on the streaming wars. And Apple announced last week that their streaming service is only going to be $5 a month. And that's pretty insane. But then it gets even more insane because if you purchase, I think it's an iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or a Mac, you get the service for free for a year. So I don't know if that's going to be ongoing or if that's just for this year. If it's ongoing, I think it's a very smart move, and it kind of goes into the Amazon kind of thinking with the streaming wars of just, hey, throw it in for free. So just throw it in with free for an iPhone purchase. Amazon's throw it in for free with the 2-day shipping or whatever they're doing. But I think it will mean that it is on that Amazon Prime level where it's not playing with Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu. It's more playing in that secondary tier, or it's supplemental, in my opinion. They have a couple of interesting shows. All their shows are just shot beautifully, and more Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos programming is appreciated from me. I'll probably jump onto the trial because I'm not planning on buying anything from Apple probably for another couple of years. I'll jump onto the trial once they got a decent amount of content. I think they're only launching with like 5 shows or something, so I'll wait until that. Oh, I think 5, 9, somewhere around there, single digits worth of shows, let's say. So I'll wait until they've got a few more movies and TV shows that I can catch up on. The thing that interests me the most, as I mentioned, it looks beautiful, but not really anything in there that's enticing. It looks kind of weird with the, why are they so so capable if they're all lack vision? I don't know. The morning show looks interesting, but again, not really my kind of thing. Not a big morning TV guy. There's that Dickinson show with Hayley Steinfeld playing Emily Dickinson. That just very intriguing. Very juxtaposing styles. Don't know what to expect with that one. That one's probably got me most intrigued. But the thing that's got me most hype is this, I forget what the series is called, but it's pretty much an alternate reality if the Russians had have won the space race. And that means the US just goes out of their way to get to travel other parts of the world first, and the space race just continues. And I think that looks absolutely fascinating, and that's probably the one I'm most likely to check out. There's a couple other shows, one about an Australian convict who goes to India. Again, I forget the name of the series that is being cast at the moment, so that probably won't be out for another at least year, more likely 2 years. But yeah, they got some interesting stuff. They got an M. Night series on the way, so I think they could be more successful than what I was thinking they would be earlier in the year. Yeah, but as I said, I still think it's going to be a Disney Plus versus Netflix showdown. Be interesting to see if HBO Max, which is WarnerMedia's additive to HBO weird series streaming service, sorry. Be interesting to see if that goes international. From what we're hearing, Hulu's going international, so that's going to add to the Disney dominance, and they obviously got Hotstar in India, a few other distinct Disney offerings, so Disney Deluxe in Japan rather than Disney Plus, which I assume will get the Disney Plus content, and that's just more for a local market kind of thing. I think they might do that with a couple of other countries, but for the most part, I think Disney Plus is going to be worldwide, and I wouldn't be surprised if they changed Disney Deluxe to Disney Plus, and they just want to roll it out in Japan earlier on. But yeah, I think the streaming wars are very intriguing, and really the big losers in all this are going to be the more traditional cable providers, your Skys, your Comcasts, etc., throughout the world. And it's just a fascinating subject that I think is where the world is moving, is internet video, even YouTube, which isn't streaming video on demand. It's, well, I suppose it is, but it isn't a subscription service. It's just free. Yeah, and then you got local things like ABC iPlayer and BBC iPlayer in Australia and Britain, and you got TVNZ on demand, which is an ad-supported one over here. It'll be interesting to see the fallout from all this TV content getting produced and stuff. Fascinating stuff. But now, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be heading away over to Australia for a couple of weeks, so I won't be doing a podcast while I'm away. Just going to spend some time with family and just chill out, take a little bit of a break. But I will be back, and I will post the podcast at the regular Friday on whenever I get back, probably towards the beginning of next month, early October sometime, maybe around the 5th or the 10th or something like that. I forget what day's Friday is, but sometime within the first fortnight of October, I should be posting a new episode. But anyway, guys, that's it from me for now, and I will catch you next time, whenever that is. Cheers. Bye.